Selesh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, Selesh, how exactly does Viagra prevent fetal distress?
Well, Viagra, as you know, is a drug that dilates blood vessels, mainly in the pelvis, hence its previous use or current use for erectile dysfunction. The same principle applies in women. Many babies in labor suffer a lack of oxygen, and that can predispose them to fetal distress. So the premise is, by giving their mothers sildenafil or Viagra, the drug dilates the pelvic blood vessels. It improves blood supply to the uterus and therefore the placenta. The baby therefore gets increased oxygen during labor, and this reduces the likelihood of those babies getting distressed and therefore needing a caesar to be delivered.
Right, that's quite interesting. How successful have the trials been so far?
Well, we only have preliminary data, but the data is encouraging. What we're doing is we're randomizing women to receiving sildenafil or Viagra versus a placebo. And what we've found in our preliminary results is that sildenafil appears to reduce the need for an emergency caesar or an instrumental birth by almost 50% in women who receive sildenafil.
And are there any risks associated with this?
Like any drug, there are always side effects, but the safety profile of sildenafil appears to be very good in pregnancy. We've had to look at, obviously, the safety profile for not just the mother, but also the baby as well. And the data suggests that it's a very safe drug to use in pregnancy. And when we analyzed our preliminary data and looked at side effects and complications, there was no difference in both groups. The women who took sildenafil did not have a higher rate of complications versus those that did not take sildenafil. And in fact, some of the outcomes were actually better in the sildenafil group. But the results are still very preliminary, of course.
Now, Professor Kumar, when considering 60% of babies who suffer oxygen deprivation during birth have no prior signs of risk, how do you select which women take part in these preliminary trials you've been conducting?
Well, there are obviously some babies which are at much higher risk of developing fetal distress in labor, and those are babies that have not grown very well, so they're small while they're inside their mother's womb. For this study, however, we've chosen just normal pregnant women with normal pregnancies, babies which are appropriately grown, which have no other obvious risk factors. So this is really just a proof of principle study. What we wanted to establish, firstly, was whether or not sildenafil, Viagra, reduce the risk of fetal distress in labor. And secondly, we wanted to gather more evidence as to its safety profile to use in pregnancy. And so far, the results are very encouraging.
Now, is Australia the first country to trial the use of Viagra to assist child labor?
In this context, yes. We're not aware of any other study around the world that's using Viagra to reduce the risk of fetal distress. Viagra has been used in pregnancy before, but in very select circumstances. It has been used for situations where the mother's blood pressure has been extremely high and very difficult to control. And in some very small studies, Viagra has been shown to be of benefit. It has also been used in the context of very growth-restricted babies where the placenta isn't working very well. And there is some evidence that it may be of benefit, but the data is still trickling in.
Well, if the rest of the trials have been a successful result, how soon can we expect the use of Viagra to assist childbirth to become a common practice in Australian hospitals?
Well, the study that we're doing, although it's a randomized controlled study, is only of a few hundred women. So if the results pan out the way we hope it will, then what we will require is a much larger study across different hospitals, across different settings, to further validate our initial results. And if those results are good, then obviously the translation to its routine use in childbirth is more likely to happen. But we're a little away from that prospect just at the moment. We will need to sort of complete our current study. We will need to seek funding for a larger study, and then hopefully the results remain good, we can then think about introducing it into routine care.
Right. Well, it'll be very interesting to see how your research turns out. Shailesh, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.